bum dum deadly D. Take off your sneaks, let me tickle your feet.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring the music of Neo. We pick up his story in 2008, which, according to Neo, was the year of the gentleman, which was also the title of his third album. This was his declaration after noticing what he believed to be an absence of gentlemanly essence, which he describes as calm, courteous, kind, and charming in the music industry. The title of the album represented Neo trying to model for men what it is to be a gentleman in the music industry. The album has been described as a superb concept album about what a great boyfriend Neo can be. Here is the first single from the Year of the Gentleman. It's called Closer. This is the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Neo.
A star, and I swear I know her face. I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here. I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants.
his Year of the Gentleman album, that was Ne-Yo with Miss Independent, a song that earned him 2 Grammy Awards in 2009. While he was working on his own projects, Ne-Yo was also writing for other artists. One of the things that makes him such a successful songwriter is his knack for writing songs for female artists. In 2008, he penned the first single from Jennifer Hudson's debut album, which earned them both Grammy nominations. See if you can remember this one. You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring singer-songwriter Ne-Yo. Was Jennifer Hudson with Spotlight, a song written by this week's Spotlight artist, Ne-Yo. After the release of his third album, Ne-Yo spent a couple of years working with other artists. He recorded a duet with New Kids on the Block and another with Mariah Carey. He was also busy running his own recording studio and record label. In 2010, Ne-Yo released Libra Scale. Not one of his more popular albums, but it was a turning point for the artist who was steadily becoming a mainstay in the pop and dance world. Though he still maintains his identity as an R&B artist, his fan base has steadily grown thanks to a number of collaborations with producers like Calvin Harris and David Guetta. But even with all of his dance success, he gave the urban music lovers the perfect happy hour anthem on the Libra Scale album. It's called Champagne Life, and it's next. You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring Ne-Yo.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a laugh. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. You living that life the way you living. Can't live it no other way. I need you to put a bottle in the air right now. Welcome to the champagne life. Where trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. Don't act like you don't know the name. And we gonna do it like this. Let's go. Champagne life. Sexier than a regular clap.
Oh, it's a party. Reserved for top notch. Let's bring it back.
Oh, hey. Said it for nothing.
Neo and Champagne Life on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. By this time, Neo began exploring his talents beyond music. He started sharpening his acting chops with guest appearances on a few American television shows and a few major motion picture releases. In 2012, Neo made a power move. He and his label imprint moved from Def Jam Records to Motown, where he was also appointed Senior Vice President of A&R, which meant he was now the executive in charge of discovering and cultivating new talent for the iconic label. With all that going on, he was still able to release another album. R.E.D., an acronym for Realizing Every Dream, was released in September of 2012. He enjoyed some success with the single Let Me Love You Until You Learn to Love Yourself, which was co-written by Sia on pop radio. But the project failed to impress R&B fans. Here's a cut from R.E.D., one of my favorites. It's called Miss Right on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Nothing to get into, nothing to be about.
Our story today ends with the release of his 2015 album, Nonfiction. Neo's story is nowhere close to being over. He continues to work on developing new artists, writing songs for some of the biggest names, and most importantly, spending time with his family. He and his wife welcomed their son, Schaefer Jr., the couple's first, and Neo's third. Neo has named Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross, R. Kelly, and Teddy Riley as his major influences. And like all of those artists, he continues to leave his mark on the R&B landscape. We are so looking forward to hearing what he does on his forthcoming album. But until then, he'll continue to occupy space as one of our best on the 2000s playlist. Thank you again for joining me on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I am the Lady DJ, and if you have any questions about the show or if there's an artist you'd like for me to feature on a future show, let me know. I am on social media at VOA Lady DJ. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other. Peace.
Even worse than we